I'm sitting at my desk grading papers when my phone sounds with the particular tone I use for you. My hands shake a bit as I pick it up. I'm a little nervous, a bit apprehensive. I can only imagine what act of depravity you want to visit on my body. Your text is short and terse. I can't determine your mood. Will you be gentle and playful? Will we laugh and cuddle and kiss slowly? Luxuriating in the decadence of a midweek romp? Or will you be cold and cruel, leaving marks on my skin and soreness that will remind me for days exactly who's in control? Your text says only, meet me at the bar, game on. I wonder as I check my lipstick and head to my car, what kind of game will this be? I enter the dark bar with a mixture of excitement and curiosity. I notice you first. The way your jeans sit on your hips and the casual, easygoing smile that puts everyone around you at ease. You're nearly twice my age, but that's never mattered. I appreciate your experience, your level of self-control, your knowledge of exactly what it takes to turn me from a mild-mannered schoolteacher into the wanton slut you seem to crave. I notice the woman beside you, and when she drapes herself over you, I react with what I hope isn't visible disgust and begin to feel the white-hot rage of jealousy mixed with another feeling I'm loath to identify. I walk straight to the bar, order and toss back a scotch. I'm trying to gather my thoughts and emotions into the tight little bundle they usually hide in. You hate it when I drink scotch. Unladylike, you say. I'll certainly be punished when you taste it on my mouth. When I see her fingers trail lazily up your forearm, I have difficulty maintaining my icy public persona. The scotch makes me a bit unsteady as I make my way to the ladies' room. I go in, wash my hands, reapply my lipstick, and resolve to leave. You've taken this game too far. Baby doesn't want to play anymore. I exit the washroom with a steely glare, eyes trained on the door. I didn't see you in the shadows. You grab my wrist with a cruel smile and exert just enough pressure on my delicate skin that I follow you, without question. Suddenly, my back is against the brick building in the alley behind the bar. Your breath is warm against my neck, and your hands are everywhere they aren't supposed to be. You're kneading my breasts roughly, and the cold bricks are digging into my back. Your mouth is on mine, possessing me. I'm dizzy from the scotch in your presence. All of a sudden, your back is on the wall, and your hands are on my shoulders, digging into my collarbones, pushing me into a position I've been in before. I lower myself to my knees, using your thighs to brace myself. I have no thoughts other than pleasing you. I hear your zipper and open my mouth wide to accept your cock. My fear of discovery and my humiliation give way to a sick eagerness to please you. I wet your head and use my hands to spread the makeshift lubricant up the length of your shaft. You start thrusting into my mouth, shallowly at first, but I move my hands to the backs of your thighs and pull you more deeply into my throat. Your thrusts are harder and faster now. There are only moments before you come inside my mouth, on my face, wherever you want. With no warning, you pull your cock out of my mouth and wipe your pre-cum across my lips. I have no time to snake my tongue out to taste it before I'm yanked, unceremoniously, to my feet. Thoughts come rushing to the forefront of my mind. I'm disheveled. My tights are torn. The hem of my dress is dirty. My hair is tussled. I'm not fit to be seen. You seem to have a plan, and before I know it, I'm in the back seat of a taxi. You give the driver a 20 and directions to your place. Halfway there, I receive a text. Change nothing. Pour a glass of wine and sit in the armchair in front of the fireplace. If nothing else, I'm good at following directions. The cab driver stops, and my face burning with shame, I open the door, make my way to your doorstep, and retrieve the key from our secret hiding place. Safely ensconced in the armchair, I sip the wine slowly, savoring the robust flavor and the slight burn in my chest with each swallow. The heat from the fire makes me warm, and I start to doze. I wonder if I could part my knees and stroke my inner thighs without you knowing. I'm so desperate to be touched. I'm contemplating this misbehavior when I hear your car in the driveway. I pretend to be asleep as you make your way inside. As you pour a glass of wine, I try to steady my breathing and refrain from acknowledging my desire. You come up behind me and run your fingers through my hair. My breath catches as you pick me up and cradle me in your lap. I catch the scent of an unfamiliar perfume and my eyes narrow. You put a finger to my lips and push me gently into a standing position. I know what is expected of me, and I raise my dress over my head, revealing a sheer white bra. You look at me approvingly and pull me forward by the waistband of my tights. I'm straddling you, and I can feel your hardness through your jeans. Your fingers dip into my warm, liquid core, and you ask, "Princess, what is this?" I nervously shake my head and try to bury it in your shoulder. You tilt my face up and ask again, "Princess, what is this?" Meekly, I whisper, "I'm wet." "Where are you wet?" you ask. I cast my eyes down, and voice trembling, I say the word you want to hear. "My cunt." You close your eyes, take a sip of wine, and smile, so clearly enjoying harsh language spilling out of my pretty lips. "Strip," you say. I'm on my feet in a flash, impatient to fulfill both our desires. I pull my tights down and stand wearing only virginal white panties and my graduation pearls. Wouldn't Mommy and Daddy be proud of their little debutante now? Nearly naked in front of a man old enough to be her father, intent on giving and receiving pleasure in ways frowned upon by polite society. I climb into your lap, facing you, and begin grinding my already dripping panty-clad pussy against your erection. You unhook the clasp of my bra, and my breasts tumble out, nipples high and proud. You immediately catch one in your mouth, biting harder and harder, until you hear me gasp. In short order, your jeans and my panties are piled on the floor. You're rubbing the head of your uncut cock around my clit in slow circles. My breath is coming in fast little pants, and my fists are clenched and resting on your chest. You laugh at my impatience, and you can't resist the opportunity to debase me again. "Touch yourself, little girl," you whisper. A blush spreads on my cheeks, but I close my eyes and lower my hand to my pussy. I flick around my swollen slickness and begin to moan. "Tell me what you want, princess. What does my good girl want?" My answer tumbles out, surprising even me. "I want your big, hard cock fucking me, Daddy. I want you to put your cock anywhere inside me. Anywhere you want." Your smirk is finally replaced by lust, and you drive your hardness inside me. I'm riding you, still rubbing my clit, and your hands are around my throat, pressing gently but firmly. You're whispering in my ear as you prick pistons in and out of me. "Oh, my good little girl, you can be dirty for me. Do you want to be Daddy's secret little slut? Does my little princess want to come all over my cock? And I too want to come all over your cock. Listen to me, Daddy." That's it. Don't stop. Thank you, Daddy.